Okay, let's begin. Straighten your spine. Neck long and shoulders are relaxed. And softly, gently close your physical eyes and let's open up our inner eye by imagining long straight line is coming down from above your head. The line reaches the top and coming down through the center of your head and neck and spine, reaches the bottom. And the line is still going down and down and down into the ground and finally reaches the very center of the planet. So long straight line is penetrating you. And by looking at this line, your inner eye is wide open to all the directions. So this line, only this line is straightened. All other parts are so relaxed. So sense both hands on your lap are so relaxed. How about your feet, soles, touching your shoes and floor, so relaxed. Observe the sensation, the soles. How about your buttocks and thighs, behind the thighs, touching the seat? Observe the sensation. How about the shoulders, touching your clothing? How do you feel? You feel the softness of your shirt. Warm sensation. Is anywhere you are sweating? Observe that sensation of sweating. Feel the temperature of your body. Some part is maybe the temperature is higher than other area. Can you sense that? If you find any heaviness or stiffness or pain, irritation in your body, observe the sensation. Instead of worry about that pain or stiffness, just observe. You don't need to worry about such things. Just observe. If you feel tiredness, observe that sensation. You are not tired actually. Just you believe you are tired. So you observe that sensation and observe your thought. You are fine. You are not tired. So if you observe your tiredness, you can find it. You are not tired. Just you are keeping the thought of tiredness in your mind. We keep the thought of pain in our mind. We keep thought of lack in our mind and so on. But they are not you. They are not related with you. Just observe. Now, can you observe some slight sweetness around the entrance of your nostrils? The air you are breathing coming in and out through your nostrils, and you might sense some sweetness. Actually, the air is kind of sweet. So observe the air at the entrance of your nostrils. Now bring your consciousness onto your ears. So hear all the sound without judgment. Don't try to figure out what kind of noise it is. Just listen to the sound. As the pure sound. Don't try to put the meaning on those noise. There is no meaning. Sound is sound. Just like listening to music, just observe the sound. So be aware with your all sensations through your five senses. Tangible sensations, smell, hear. Choose the sensation instead of your intelligence. Knowledge, experience, your thought, your judgment, your success. Throw away your success. You are much, much bigger than such a tiny success. You are much bigger. Much, 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 much bigger and powerful. So everything on the earth is so tiny thing, tiny, easy things for you. If you allow yourself to accept through yourself, your power, your scale, your limitlessness. So nothing is difficult. Nothing can hurt you. Nothing to worry about. So open to the limitlessness through your sensation. throw away all the tiny crazy thoughts in your mind. Your mind is your kingdom. You should govern this kingdom. You can keep this kingdom as a single mind, a single pure, beautiful, lovely mind without any conflict inside. So in order to do that, just open and throw away so many different judgment thoughts you are holding. You are holding tiny little things. Give away. As long as you prison you in your body, you have to be scared at others. But the kingdom, your mind, is limitless, actually much bigger than this world. So everyone in your life is in your mind, in your kingdom. They don't scare you. They are helping you. They are blessing you. They are celebrating you. They are clapping you. Since you are here in this air with your clothing, your shoes, breathing this air, even though we try to focus on this moment, we can't be at this moment, accurately to say, but our consciousness is extended now and reaching the present. And when we throw away all our thoughts, judgment, we actually give the position of the leader of this kingdom to Holy Spirit. And you step back at the secondary position. So now, this kingdom called your own mind, the dynamics is completely changed. So governor is spirit. You are observer. your function as the observer is that observing your mind, and when you find the any conflict, any pain or fear and so on, you correct it by giving everything to your leader, Holy Spirit. So feel your mind as a big, big, big space beyond this world. And you are co-creator of this kingdom. You are following the leader, Holy Spirit of this kingdom. And you witness the leader deals with everything so easily, instantly, doubly, lovingly, compassionately, kindly. So give away all your worry, concern. Just feel your mind is extended and extended and extended. Your feet are on the floor. So this floor is belong to you. This building is belong to you. This ground is belong to you. This planet is belong to you. This sky is belong to you. Everything is belong to you. So feel it. This is your kingdom. So your function is not changing this kingdom, but feel everything in this kingdom, and feel everything is blessed, feel everything receives grace. Because your kingdom is made of grace. You manage your mind, which you alone must manage. And to do so, you invite Holy Spirit to your mind and leave everything to Holy Spirit. And you are aware that your function is the witness. And to correct when it's off. So feel your face, surface of your face. Can you recognize how your face feels? Is your forehead relaxed? How about the cheeks? Nose, side of nose, your face is relaxed, comfortable. Temples are relaxed or not? Can you feel your energy, your consciousness extended and connect with other people in this room? And do you feel any energy from others? And try. You send this energy field some lovely thought and see how the energy changed and how the sensation of your body changed. Yeah, someone sent just a tiny effort of love and the energy is completely different. You give us as a huge encouragement to accept love and power, and at the same time you receive the same thing. So now you can create the next wave of thought. you can send the energy of trust. For joy. You send out and you receive back much, much a stronger energy. Can you notice it? It's wonderful. So open and open and open. Then you'd see everything is easy and joyful and lovely. Don't hold your own tiny thought, tiny experience, your perspective and so on anymore. So openness brings you a wonderful new world. So today's lesson, today's statement is, I govern my mind, which I alone must govern. It's from Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 236. So your five senses are still completely open. Your energy is connected to each other completely. So you are much, much bigger than this world. This openness doesn't hurt you. This openness itself is protection. So don't close. Just keeping this state of mind. This is your kingdom. Everything is belong to you. And at the same time, please remember the long straight line is penetrating you and you are firmly grounded. Then slowly put your head down. And softly, gently open your physical eyes, please. Thank you very much for sharing. I know like to get a take a nap. But if you have a time, please stay here and receive spiritual healing. Thank you.